Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
What's up, you feeling?
Like a bean for you.
I got beauty, man.
Go ahead, come on. Come on, guys, sing along.
What's
come,
going on?
Come on, sing along.
Come on, man.
Oh, no, we were recording. I don't know what you
said. I know we were recording.
Oh.
Let's go.
What
the fuck are you talking about? Ain't no sing along.
That's what y'all was doing. I thought y'all had a duet going on,
stupid
man.
Stupid ass.
That you had a little duet going on, man. Let me play my man shit. The fuck out of here, man.
Two and a four and a eight. You flip that.
Shit was too loud.
Zip for the high, nigga, roll up the lie. Nigga, roll up the lie. We got the zips for the high, but nigga, roll up the lie.
Roll up the lie, nigga.
It was already written.
Roll it up, Moses.
In the fall, throwing bows on Joe Dumars, and we the Pistons. I'm smoking Scotty Pippen. Guess the price of the ticket. Fronto, the shit hitting like Sonny Liston. You know who the fuck it is and who the fuck it isn't. We came from splitting wigs, making profits off the DJs. Got the sand screw, got the smithing for the blinking. Nigga sway Johnny Gill with the beam on the new edition. Fuck 12 in the witness, nigga better mind his business. Fuck round, smack out his dentures. I'm a part-time dentist, I'm really with it. Sometimes it just takes being in the right position. Shit, even so the shocker made millions. Smelling like hella gas, ain't looking like free. Snowfall, I get this mush face like Leon.
Prime time. Now Leon.
21, I'm Dion. Shit, it's Paperboy Mafia. You know what we are. Let's go. Turn one and a two. Two and a four. Four and a eight.
Yeah.
You flip that to a plate.
Yeah. I like this shit.
Nigga, roll up the lie. We got the zips for the high, but nigga, roll up the lie.
Yeah.
Fucking time.
What you say?
Yeah.
What you say?
It's
what you
yeah.
mean?
What you it's mean? Not no yeah. I can't stand shit.
The fuck is you talking about, man?
You sound like a fucking nerd.
How I sound like a
yeah.
fucking nerd?
Who
what do you?
Fuck?
You, you all right?
You gonna bust your gun? Stop playing with these. You don't say yeah like that. You like yeah.
That's how you feel about me, bro.
Bust your gun.
Come on with this bullshit, man. This is dirty.
You gonna bust your gun to get it?
You want me to? You want me to?
Put the weed in the back first, then get money. Then get money.
Introduce the show, man. Come on.
Dirty Water Podcast. Y'all had to turn his mic down. That shit was loud, bro. Shut the fuck up over there. Light the candle. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
You already know.
We got the homie in here.
Passport School.
We got the family in here.
What it do?
What's up, Passport?
What's up with it, man? What's
How are
happening?
You, bro?
Feeling good, man. Feeling even better. God damn, man.
Why you feeling shit. Even better?
Like it's a great day, man.
What's so great about today? Because you hear Dirty Water kicking it
I'm
with
here
us.
With Dirty Water, man.
You
the
came
family
through with
here.
Some fucking music.
Come on, man. Can,
some fire.
Come on, man. Can you drop some dope off, man? You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit.
Get
you know
my lighter,
saying?
Man.
Yeah, man.
Some
Everybody
fire.
With the lighters, man.
Ain't coming no boo boo.
Nah, man, you already know.
No regular.
Here you go, man. Here you go, man.
No regular.
Nah, man, no mid, man.
You know what I mean?
Top. What was the name of that track?
That was Flitz, man. Produced by DJ Izzy Nice, man. and mixed and mastered by Easy Nice.
Okay. Okay.
My man's official, man. 2-6 legend, man. You know that it's Fayetteville.
I like it.
Come on.
I man. Like
energy,
it.
Energy, 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 energy.
Stand on that, huh?
Yes, sir. Ski.
I like it.
Now, you sitting here with us, and my number one question is, do you have new music coming? It's 2023. It's a fresh year.
It's funny, right?
What?
Go ahead, man.
No, no, no. What you talking about over there, Dave? Shut the fuck you up, man.
KJ say you sound like...
Jizzle here.
Shout out to Jizzle.
You know what I mean?
It's 2023. It's a fresh year.
Absolutely. You got,
the summer's coming.
Absolutely.
You gotta have some music coming, bro.
Man, look, I got so much music. See, my problem last year, I felt like I held back too much. I only dropped 2 EPs last year, which was 26F, which was the building that we stayed in, building 26, apartment F in Cambridge Arms. We tore that bitch apart. But, I dropped 26F and I dropped the Chess EP, which is called Quotes and Kings. I dropped that. That was the only two joints, man, that I dropped last year, and I was holding back. So right now, some clips is loaded, boy.
Are you
clips
ready?
Is loaded. So right now, what I'm doing this shit called Passport Sundays, Passport Scoop Sundays. I'm dropping a new track every Sunday, every Sunday, every Sunday.
Every
dropping
Sunday.
A new track.
Some I like heat. That though.
Some heat. Consistently.
Yeah, that's what I Absolutely. Like about it, wanting to be consistent out here.
Yeah,
keep the buzz going.
Challenging myself because it's me versus me. I don't see you other niggas. You know what I'm saying?
That's the best way. That's the best way to look at it, too.
Tunnel vision, for real.
I like that. I respect that. I respect
ground,
that.
For real, for real.
For real. Wholeheartedly, for
so
real.
So what made you, like, drop out every Sunday? What motivated you to do that? You know, some niggas be talking. Like, yeah, I'm going to do something, you know, it'll be bull crap, and I want to do this, but they ain't really trying to do it. What's your motivation?
My motivation is to outwork myself, honestly, because like I said, I don't see nobody else. So my challenge to myself was, yo, if you do this shit every week, just imagine you're going to have 52 different singles. That's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. And then out of that, every month I'm going to drop a video. Mm-hmm. And okay. then out of that, every quarter, every 3 months, I'm gonna drop an EP. Okay. So you know what I'm saying, I got the plan set up.
How many songs is in an EP though? Like you can say
it can go from 7, like you can go 5, 6, 7 around there.
Right. Okay.
But you know you can go up however you want to do it. Some people do like 13, 12, but shit, nowadays motherfuckers' attention spans is, you know what I'm saying. So
that's a fact.
Come on.
How long you been rapping?
Man, we started this shit in high school, my boy. Started this shit in high school. Was rocking for a minute. So that's 03.
Okay.
03 type shit.
Now tell me about your high school experience, cuz we got a retired rapper in this building.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Talk to him.
My bullshit. Man Burn over here. Yeah, man.
Corner. Burn.
I don't know if you ever heard of
Burn Easy.
Yeah, he was you know on fire. He was spitting tracks.
He was out here. He was out here selling his shit in high school. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I could, you know, we joke on him and shit a lot. But that's kind of big. You know what I mean? To even be putting your music out there and getting people to listen to it.
Yeah,
I mean, he wasn't good, but people was listening.
Yeah.
to him. You know what I mean?
Hey man.
So what was your high school experience?
It was like, it was good because I like my older brother's 6 years older than me. Hood the Mayor, man. Shouts to H, man. He's 6 years older
okay.
than me.
So okay.
and like my Shout mother, like, you know what I'm saying? If you knew my mother, you know what I'm saying? If you knew Angie, you know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying? She was a hustler, so yeah. I had to go with my brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I was always with the older crowd, so I was always around it. So okay. by the time I'm in high school doing my music thing, my shit's a little bit more advanced than the regular high school. I feel like it's a little bit more advanced than the regular high school nigga. So my mindset difference. We walk around with the t-shirts. We pressing up CDs. We selling $5 CDs, flyers.
Yeah.
We at every show in high school. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was always a bigger nigga, but I was always 6'2".
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the crew I was with, they ain't never really pat us down. So we just walked through the door type shit.
You have any beefs in school, like rap beefs? Because this nigga over here burns.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Nah,
I'm not even gonna lie. I wasn't.
He was going
shit.
Off on everybody.
I was.
Nah, never. Man, it's always been love, man. I mean, I'm not here for that.
Yo, and if any of y'all watching this, I'm sorry. If any of them are watching this, I'm sorry.
Nah, fuck that. They deserve it. They deserve it.
Did they deserve?
Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah, they deserve that shit. Go ahead, I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
But for me, not really. It's never been, not like that, man. Like, nah. Okay. Like, not even like no type of like slick hate that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying?
Now you are
kind of cool.
That track you played. I know you from Fayetteville. You don't sound like a South nigga.
I got that Brooklyn ties in me, man. Brooklyn, okay. Man, Bed-Stuy, man. It's a lot, man. I'm back and forth as a kid, you know. I just moved back from down there, from up there, you know what I'm saying? So,
how long was you up there?
Shout out to my family. Shit. A long time, man. I came back in middle school.
Okay.
The high school down here. Got a big nigga. I play football type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
who were the rappers that inspired you though? Because of the way your sound is.
Oh man,
the way your flow is. Like, you get what I'm saying?
You know what I like? Intricate flows. AZ. Mm. Okay. Raekwon. Okay. Ghostface.
Okay.
Jadakiss.
All right. My nigga.
You know what I'm saying? That's my vibe. You know what I'm saying? I can't really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, like, I can't really get with that harmonizing. Which is cool, you know what I'm saying? It's cool if it worked for them.
Oh,
but
so
I
you
just
don't
can't.
Fuck with A Boogie with the Hoodie?
I mean, it's cool.
Okay. I fuck with A Boogie.
I mean, like I get a hook from him. Yeah, I get a hook from him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he got posters.
This nigga
be, t-shirts.
This nigga be playing and shit, crying and shit.
I'm like, oh man, oh man.
Tearing up. It's nasty, bro. I'm
yo, I fuck with it.
Play
it's nasty.
Now, what? But look, Don Q is crazy.
Now, yeah,
oh no, Don Q. That's different.
Don Q go hard. Don Q go hard.
So I'm more on the Don Q side, more on the A Boogie side. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That type shit. Yeah.
Now you was it. Now you say you were. You've been back and forth. From Brooklyn and down here, speak to the differences. Cause I'm originally from New York.
Right.
This nigga,
I moved down here when I was 12.
Yeah, so he ain't from New York no more. But this nigga been down here all his life. I live down here now, and it is kind of like we kind of live in the same shit. You know what I mean?
Kind of living the same shit, man. If you really think about it, and to be honest with you, the people. They ain't from down south.
Yeah.
Everybody got a Fayetteville story. Everybody got a Merck story. My cousin from the Merck down there, Vietnam. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, I mean, like the people is you know pretty much the same. I think the opportunity there is a little bit more because you know there's more people, it's more opportunities, it's more minds going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But down here, I feel like we got the best of both worlds, to be honest with you.
Is it easier to market your music up north or down here?
Up north.
Mm. I was saying, because like, I ain't trying to be funny. Like,
it's like two different markets.
It's
kinda
slow.
It's probably kind of slow. Like, don't get around the parking market, but...
But I'm asking because you know he's from here and he's from up there, so I'm wondering who's gravitating to it more. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. New York. New York is more. It's quicker to grab onto it. I think down here is more of a New York is listening to it. All right, bet they will listen to it type shit.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? It's just being like, it's from here. It's all right. Well, let's you know what I'm saying. Let's see how everybody else feel first. Then we're going.
I wonder because you don't sound like a South rapper too though. Because like,
I can't bounce like nothing.
You can't get on. You can't get on none of those type of.
I can't. Yo, man, I do features. Send me the email.
I'm
gonna send you the invoice though. I'm gonna send you the invoice though. But yeah, send the email.
Gotta send the invoice.
See, that's the thing I always worry about. When you're an artist and you working with another artist. And not saying like it's that, but you know how your shit might sound professional, nice.
Right.
This might be all right, but ain't that nice.
Right.
They're not gonna tell you too much. You know what I'm saying? Or they man's probably looking like, damn, this shit hotter than yours. You see it when you did. You know when somebody listens to the music, you look in their face and tell like, damn.
My job is to come in and crack your fucking forehead every time.
You know what I mean?
I don't care
so
who
like,
I'm on the track with. So I
that's the attitude I love. Nah, honestly.
Yeah, like, and
I'm here to have the best verse on this motherfucker.
I don't think it should be like, you know, sound thing is, it's no problem with the artist. But when I get on that track, I'm going for your head. Like, I want them to say, yo, I don't know. Oh boy, you know what I'm saying? It was spinning hard on us, wasn't it?
Bro, I don't want to be on the track with somebody who don't think like that.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody just imagine going to a boxing match and you know what I'm saying, and somebody just really just giving you the win. You can be like, I don't even want to do this. I came to fuck, aim for the fight. This is a fight. Like, what are we doing?
Is that like the energy in the studio? Like, look, we both got to hear something nice. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You might come in, hear something he had just a little bit. Like, woo.
Okay. Come on.
Give me a little motivation. You know what I'm saying? Do you like that other way? You hear something, be like, I feel like I already gonna kill this.
Well, how often are you in the studio with other artists? If you, because a lot of times today, that you know, people sending tracks, and he's saying, you know, what you in there? Are you how often are you in the studio with somebody to even try to compete with that verse?
Right now, I think it's probably about 50-50. To be honest with you, like the ratio, like I'm 50% of the time I'm usually in the studio with the person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then like when they play the joint, even if it's not that joint that I would feel, I say, yo, let's come back. Like, yo, let's go take a ride. Let's go do something. Let's go do something to eat. Something like that. Come back and we might can do something else. Something different. Have a different feel.
Oh, you one of them artists.
But see, is it,
still trying to get, you want the whole vibe right. Go ahead.
When it's bad. Like that, is it the cause? You know how somebody seen some music, like he said.
Okay.
Is it like that when that happened? Because you can send me something, man. It might come out nice, but you might not be feeling it. But when we together, it might come out in a different vibe.
Absolutely, you know, so absolutely.
I just wonder about that sometimes.
I think, I mean, I have sent, like, sent the message back, like, yo, bro, that's cool. You got anything else? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, to kind of let them know, like, yo, this is all right, but I want that heat, bro.
Because
you paying for this.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You paying for this. You know what I'm saying? You taking away from your rent, your whatever it is. So
and
it should be
like
beneficial.
You respect the craft.
I respect the art and the craft. You know absolutely. 110%.
Some people get that confused. Because some people can
they
you know,
do.
Not
they
understand. Sensitive. Yeah, like, damn, I'm trying to say my shit.
Real shit, Dave.
You know what I'm saying? It's not saying that, just like, I want this to be like that shit we come out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just some boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? Because you look back at some hits, some people are like, I didn't even know that was going to be a hit.
And that's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? Just because that vibe, because they was in, but it wasn't no, you know, no send back shit. They was just feeling, you know what I'm saying? They fought with each other or hung out like DMX would, you know what I'm saying, with the Nori story.
Right.
I feel like that happened because he wanted to hang out for that vibe. So he can, you know what I'm saying, get on the track. Some people don't understand that. They're
right.
Like, yo, Nick, I just want you to get on. Like,
some people don't understand
everybody's
that.
Everybody's not like Jay-Z just going up in there, and it's business-wise.
Right.
I'd rather like somebody tell me, like, look, I'd rather do something else than to come in there and just spit something, just take my money, because now I know you don't really on fault with me. You know
right.
What I'm saying? Like, it's just,
and then it's, and then it's not necessarily all about that bread. Mm-hmm. It's not all about that dollar, because that, come on, that shit ain't even worth the full dollar now. So how is it worth a dollar if it ain't worth the full dollar?
So what's your ultimate goal?
So my ultimate goal is to, I want to be in a corner office somewhere in my own building with, you know, a whole bunch of people that I've taught, that I've gave, like, little lessons that I've learned on my way, that they have to wait till they 30, 35, to go through it. They can do it when they 21, 22.
So you want to make a school?
No, you want to be
but
CEO,
for, yeah,
like,
CEO type shit. Yeah, CEO
no,
mogul.
I know.
Definitely
I know
a mogul.
What he's saying.
Definitely
no.
a mogul. But
I'm
yeah,
saying,
yeah absolutely.
Saying,
it's an academy.
It's a school,
it's,
though.
It, yeah, it's absolutely going to be an academy.
He bringing,
because
he's teaching,
it's going to be, you know,
game, yeah,
development.
Fuck,
you know what I'm saying? Artist development. The real type of win.
I like that, though, because I feel like, not saying that you can't still do it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I just want to see what else. I done did what I got to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now I want to see what else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got goals and you want to achieve something else, so you don't want to be too comfortable.
Yeah, I want to be.
And that's what I think people fuck up at.
I just want to be in a position where I can help my little niggas or my little homies feed their families the right way. Multiple.
Yeah.
If I can help 28 people feed their families, that's crazy.
How do you deal with that, though? Because I ain't trying to be funny. Some niggas you can't bring along with you.
Let's niggas be hating.
You know what I'm saying?
Along the way, niggas be hating.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got that. I ain't trying to be funny like that Judas in there. And you still holding them on, like, nigga. This nigga don't really get two fucks about you.
Bro, you got to be honest with yourself and be honest with them. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Because if they respect you, then they'll, you know what I'm saying? Then they'll respect the situation.
Yeah.
I done had to step away from some people that, you know what I'm saying, has been close to shit to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I just feel like you just negative.
You still think about the shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, niggas you fuck with, you know what I'm saying, that did wrong, you done had the good times with me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's fucked up you had to go that way, but it's better for you.
A lot of niggas lack ambition, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
when you got some shit going on and the nigga just kind of just sitting around and really ain't got nothing going on and he ain't kind of contributing to nothing, you know, sometimes you got to cut niggas off.
You got to. You got to, because when you really start rolling, what they going to do? Hey, yo.
At least try to do something.
Like, yeah, they're going to be like, hey, yo, what's something rolling with you?
Try to do something like, yo.
What you mean?
Let me pick up a camera. Let me try to
figure out
something.
Bro, where you been? Like, where you been, bro? I'm doing this shit like, if it's 7 days out of the week, I'm at least five or six out of the week. Where are you at?
Another thing with that, can you have a homeboy for an assistant? Yeah.
If he about his business, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because sometimes that can get too much. You be like, yo, bro, I just need to get my bags. Ain't no get, boy. What the fuck, bro? Like,
like I said, if he's about his business, then if he understands I'm paying bags. You for this, for this, and this is and this is in your job description. Mm. Anything that's in your job description, bro, you shouldn't question me about.
Do you have to give him that conversation, or do you? You know what I'm saying?
I will give him that conversation when we.
Before we do
the contract, when I first started paying you everything,
do you feel like you have to? That's what I'm saying.
You have to state the obvious to these.
Like, bro, if you down, you should know. But at the same time, nobody.
Common logic is not logic, my boy. Excuse me. Common logic is not common. My fault. Yeah. Common logic is not common. So you have to
explain what you want out of situation.
And
you
know. It's crazy that you got to, but you have to.
You have to.
I feel you.
You know, like, bro, you've been rolling with me. You know what shit I want. You know how I roll.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's like, it's weird for me to be like, bro, you ain't gonna get the bags. You ain't gonna check out what's going on out there. Like, what you doing?
Nah, you have to.
You on Instagram. Fuck this Instagram.
You on Instagram. You know, yo, tell that bitch she can wait. Go get.
Right.
What are we doing?
You know what I'm saying?
I shouldn't have to question none of that. You get paid for a job. If we going to do a show, we on a tour or something.
Yeah.
Nigga, I shouldn't be having to ask you, yo, bro, did you go get the back end? I gotta ask you that? Like, what the fuck you here for?
We in the car, like, you got that? Nah, I thought you. What?
You want to turn around and think these. We 30 minutes away on the bus. We 30 minutes away on the tour bus. You want to turn the bus around to go get the money?
Take the what and leave the what? Don't make no sense.
We need to book him again. We need to book him again. He's free.
We get back to the club. Nobody. Yeah, right. That's the quickest it ever got cleaned out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, let's go.
Hey, nigga, we out of here. Club closed at 3 o'clock, nigga. It's only 12:30. What?
How often do you perform?
Man, you know Kobe has a thing called 10,000 shots. Okay. You know, you practice 10,000 free throws, you know what I'm saying? When you come game time, you ain't got to worry about it. Mm-hmm. So for me, all the time, I don't care if it's a little showcase, I don't care if it's a little, I don't care, bro. Right. I performed last night. You know what I'm saying? My man Shy BC passed away from the stage radio. RIP to my man,
rest,
you know what
peace.
I'm saying? 2-6 and type shit. Mm. Mad love. We had his memorial last night. I just popped out there and it was like, yo, spin my shit. Spin Shy shit. It's, you know what I'm saying? That flips joint that you play earlier.
Yeah.
That Shy shit. Mm. So yeah, of course I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying, rock it for him.
Yeah.
Problem. You know what I'm saying? But all the time. I'm about to start throwing my own shows though.
Okay.
And I'm going to call it, you know how some people throw their own shows, they want to put their name in it? I think it's kind of corny. I mean, I'm going to call it The Stove.
The Stove.
cooking in that motherfucker. Come on, man.
See where you going with it.
Yeah, man. A whole lot of cooking references. Soul food. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? A whole lot of cooking. Cooking
real.
Dope. A whole
real.
Lot of yeah,
real
but
shit.
Dope music. Please don't get it twisted. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So every time I make a reference, please understand it's dope music.
Mm. Once you go back, something think about like, yo, you hit the verse. Cause I ain't gonna lie.
Come on.
The verse with the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shoot through the arm, shot through the neck.
Oh, my. Oh, the jungle. Oh, man. Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely. We got to talk about
I've
that.
I've seen that. You know what I mean? Like, I love that. When you rap a rap, you can see that.
He couldn't hit the vein. Fuck it. Put it in his jugular.
You know what I mean?
Boy, that thing hit like an uppercut.
Come on. Stop. Don't give it too much. So, with the performance. How is that? Do you get nervous before that, or is it like a rush?
If I don't get nervous, I don't feel right. Mike Tyson, yeah,
I like that.
Like, Mike Tyson, saying like, yeah, like you that. Be like, people don't understand like these rappers, these dudes go out here, they nervous as you, like you know what I'm saying, like the fans that come up meet you, you know what I'm saying, they nervous, like you nervous as hell, but you don't show up because.
I thought I was tripping at first until I seen Mike Tyson say, boy, I was scared to death before every fight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mike was scared before every fight? Oh, well, I know I'm straight then. All right, cool. So now I get them jitters and I know I'm a chess player.
Yeah.
So I'm going to overthink the small shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I get the anxiety. So once I go, shit, don't overthink it, you're good. Yeah, like, now I survive.
I feel like that's everybody's problem. Sometimes you can overthink. That's why I can't think too much on it. You know what I'm saying? Just put
that's
up
true.
The plan and let it go. Because if you think too much on it, you'll just, it just be in the back burner.
That's true. That's true, man.
You understand?
Nah, like, man. Go with your gut, man.
Yeah.
Go with your fucking gut. That's so true, man. Go with your gut.
Damn. Now, I know everybody usually do top fives and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of niggas' top fives is the same, or they got the same people in it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do 6 through 10.
Okay.
Damn.
Shit, we doing the all time, or we just doing?
Of your favorite.
My favorite.
Yeah, your favorite.
6 to 10, right now, 6 to 10, I'm going.
Hello, do we all got to do it?
If you want.
Okay.
That's up to you, nigga.
Well, I'm trying to think of, what's my next?
6 to 10, Moses. But you next, nigga.
All right, 6 to 10 right now of all time, including right now. Shit, right now I'm going Stove God.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going Stove. He deserves
nice.
It.
He deserves it.
His work ethic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Benny, of course. I'm going Benny the Butcher.
Well, damn.
Let's go, man.
Damn.
Right. Yo, this is a good shit. You have to go Nas. Okay. Have to go Nas. His pen always been.
You don't
crazy.
Have to go Nas, but you went Nas.
Man, I bet.
So you put Nas in your 6 through 10.
Yeah, because what he did to Hov on Ether. So he got to drop down some points.
God, here we go.
It's a Brooklyn thing, man. It's a Brooklyn thing. Niggas can't even go through Queens. Niggas can't go through Queens.
That's
how
he
fucking
does.
Uncle Bobby was
going to say it's 5 through 1 is, I think, like.
He ain't do shit the whole.
Yeah.
He ain't do a goddamn thing the whole, man. Fuck we talking about.
See, Hov was in my top 5.
He ain't do nothing the whole.
See, there's a Hov in my top 5, so. Right under that would be Nas.
Did a high school
Nas
rant.
Would be like 6 or 7 type shit.
Okay. So you got 2 more.
Dick sucking.
Damn, 2 more?
Shut yeah, up. You got 2 more.
I said Kiss already, right, Jetty Kiss?
Well, is he?
Is he in your 5? Top
you.
5 dead or alive? What we doing?
Is he in
your he's absolutely top 5 dead or alive.
Right,
okay. Absolutely
top 5.
He better not be in next.
Yeah, so we'll be right. 6 through 10. 6 through 10,
yep.
Man.
Yeah, it gets rough.
You can say what he wants.
I know, I'm fucking with him.
It do get rough. I ain't gonna front.
It gets
but
rough
hey,
when you should get to that next two.
Hey, look, off the pain game, 6 through 10, we're going after go Cole.
Cole.
Okay. Yeah, J. Cole.
Definitely respect that. He's in mine.
Got one more.
One more with a crazy pen.
Hold on, let's remind him. We got Stove. You got
Nas.
Benny. And Cole.
Boy, that playlist is crazy, y'all. Hear that?
No, I don't.
One more.
Not with Nas in it.
All right,
I could take Nas out of that. That playlist.
This thing's fucking crazy.
He's wilding. Damn, number 10 is hard, but you know, number 10, we absolutely going with Big.
You putting Big?
Yeah, we're going Big.
And 6 through 10?
6 through 10.
You that said Brooklyn, crazy. Right?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy as hell to me.
It's cool though.
Yeah.
What's going on, Dave?
I'm from Fayetteville, nigga.
And Biggie ain't in your 5?
Biggie's 6 to 10.
You talking crazy. For me. They going to take your card.
They can't take nothing.
Your Brooklyn card. They take that, man.
Came out with nothing. Nah, he dead.
What the fuck that guy?
Let that man rest.
Watch your mouth.
Please, let that man rest.
Watch your mouth.
Still got good hits. He should be in 10 always.
Them two albums is better than a lot of niggas' catalogs, man.
No, it's not.
Talk that shit, Dave.
What the fuck we talking about?
Nobody rap like that.
No, it's not. Let's go.
His cadences was so crazy.
What's your 6 through 10?
Huh? 6? Huh? Waka Flocka, I'm sick of your shit. Let's go. 7. Gucci Man. 8. Let's go.
Burn.
Huh?
Burn.
What you talking about? 3-6 Mafia.
The whole
Let's
one.
Go.
The whole 3-6?
Right, I give it
whole
to you.
Team.
The whole 3-6?
I got one in more. Hand. You got two more.
Look, UGK. Let's go.
Okay.
Last one.
This nigga Cole. Goose and Cole. Gotta throw the hometown hero in there.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas disgust me. You did that shit too.
See, man, how you gonna put Cole in number 10, man? You ain't from North Carolina, man. We ain't gonna take your card.
Nah. That's for y'all niggas to argue about. That ain't.
Oh, he be in the 5. He be back in the 5.
What about you, Lex?
Nah, you go first, man. I'm still thinking
too, but all right, boom. Strictly off the hip. We got 6 through 10.
Matter of fact, I take that.
Shut up. Let that go.
RZA.
You put RZA? You put the RZA?
Over Cole? Over Cole?
I got Red Ghost in my top 5. I got Red Ghost in my top 5. That's why I couldn't put
You put RZA over Cole?
Shut up.
Zigzag Ziggler.
Who's asking? You put RZA over Cole?
Woo.
Bobby Digital.
This nigga not from the Ville, man. He put RZA over Cole.
You don't understand RZA words, man. That's the only nigga I know that can just rhyme like that.
It's crazy.
What are you saying?
The schools love to call on Sundays, man. I swear.
I'm gonna put Black Thought.
Fire pick, fire.
Nice. I'm gonna put who else need to be in there? 6 through 10. We got Black Thought. We got
Common.
Nah, I ain't putting Common in there.
You hate him, man. Come
speak. I got mine, Dave. You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got fuck. Siegel.
Ooh.
I got Siegel. I got Benny. I got
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Ayos mio, Papa. Cheese Louise, Papa Cheese.
What is Jimmy
here? Cheese Louise, Papa Cheese.
And then Jimmy up.
I got Banks.
Oh yeah, you taking my shit now. It's all good. It's good. It's all good.
This nigga
taking his shit.
He want to say A Boogie Hoodie.
I got Cole.
Hometown shit.
Kobe spitting.
Yeah, he was spitting.
You gonna put him down at 10?
I'm gonna put him at 10, though.
You put Kobe.
I gotta think about that 10th one. Go ahead.
That was, you, was, how many was that? You got
Kobe
two
in there.
No, I said Siegel, Benny.
Benny.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna do Black Thought.
Jeezy,
boom. Okay.
I'm going Jeezy.
Oh, yeah. He a staple.
I'm going Jeezy.
He absolutely a staple.
I'm going Jeezy.
He's lying, though.
I'm not. You know, and you, hold up. And you know I'm
His
not lying.
His last album you didn't like.
But you know why I love.
Like
but
it.
You know what you know what
the
it is
drama
with
joint?
Jeezy's.
You
know
the drama
what
joint?
It is. He know what it is
the
with
intro
me and Jeezy.
Kinda,
he know what it is
like
with
it.
Me. Don't start.
You're right.
He didn't like it.
No, I didn't like
That's
that.
That's the closest to Jeezy
I didn't like the shit with drama. But I'm gonna go.
It's off. Okay, but I don't like every Hov album. He in my top five though.
I like every Hov album, so I'm not gonna say that. It's crazy.
Jeez,
it's crazy.
You should not like every.
I like every Hov album. Yes, I do.
I'm gonna say they're good. I ain't gonna say I like them.
I like them. They're good. That mean you like them.
So you listen to. So you like Jay-Z Sunshine. Sunshine.
Yes.
Yeah, that was one of the worst ones, right? There.
Yeah, but that album was hard. No, that's volume like, one. Album was hard.
Yeah, you be skating with that.
Volume one's hard.
ATL skating.
Oh, let Dave go. Shut
that's
up.
What got, we
let's
Dave
going out
go
out the skate ring. What with KJ?
I got Black
Legs
Thought.
Out there.
Sunshine.
Black Thought.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, you was skating.
That Black Thought. That Black Thought tough.
That's what I was
saying. Leg swinging.
Yeah. Yo, that's crazy. That's how you portray me out here in my youth. That's how you portray me in my youth. Yeah. Like,
nigga, clap.
Get the fuck out of here.
What are you doing?
Nigga thought he was babyface. Yeah.
Baby.
Nigga skating backwards.
Oh, my sunshine.
What are you doing? Look at my abs. No.
So we got Black Thought, Banks, Fab.
Top 15. That's good.
I lost my
That's good.
My fourth one.
I like that, Dave. I'm sorry.
Black Thought, Banks, Fab.
Ralph
Fav, nigga.
Huh?
Ralph Fav.
Hey, boy Styles?
Styles is in my
okay,
file.
Okay.
Sheik?
What else we got? Nah, I can't put Sheik in. Sheik is a great
You can't even Sheik, put Sheik in your 10 at least, Dave?
Nah,
like,
not
why
my
y'all
10.
Sleep on Sheik?
15,
I'm a Paul.
So. Oh, pun?
Nigga swear I Sheik look like me.
I'm putting pun in the. In
that's
the,
fire.
In I'm appalled.
In there.
That's it, right?
I got one more.
No, that's 13.
y'all niggas can't count, man.
Who else?
57 on the motherfucker.
shut up, nigga. Damn. Fuck it. I'm going to put 50 in there.
Ooh.
I'm not.
I was thinking 50.
Excuse me, Cam. I'm putting Cam.
I was thinking Cam.
Come on, what I'm about to say, man.
Like, I was thinking Cam.
Nobody from Dipset.
I got the strongest fucking list. Yeah. Y'all list is trash.
Nah. Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga.
The strongest list.
Your list is not the strongest.
Hang on, I like Cam, man.
Oh, so did y'all, hear about what Nori said?
What about what happened? Nori be.
He's shaking shit up. He messy.
Yeah, Nori be stirring that pot, man.
I like it. I like it a lot. He said something about Future's out here upset that he did the album.
He said he heard.
Yeah, he said he heard. he heard, allegedly. Was strong in the streets that Future is unhappy about the album he did with 21 Savage.
Wait, so Nori.
No, he talking about Drake.
Explain it. Yeah.
Drake and 21?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Drake. Yeah.
You look so stupid sometimes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
you
crazy to
it?
Say, yo, I heard.
I believe
start, and then tell another rumor. Like, what?
I believe
you telling the rumor about a rumor?
You believe it. Why you believe that?
Who told you that rumor? Nori told you what? Yeah. Another rumor?
I believe it because Nori said it.
Nori told you another rumor.
I believe it because Nori said it. And
I believe
the way
I believe
Future being his feelings about women in his music.
And Drake just likes.
I could kind of see him being in his feelings about something like that.
Yeah, because Drake just likes skin
like,
enough.
I can see that. Out of Future.
I think Drake people just like, might
we've
take
never,
it out of content. Like, it might have been something else. He might just be like, damn,
we've
dog.
Never heard of Future being sensitive with his with
by
another,
his,
another
by
artist.
His heart, by the, yeah, by
I thought heart, him and Drake you know had, like, little
women,
few
yeah.
before.
He get women help.
I thought him and Drake had, like, few before. Not, like, saying it was bad, but they had something with a song, something like that, something with an album.
I don't know. They
Drake
was just
and Future, yeah, they had a couple albums together.
No, they had one album.
Yeah, well, I ain't like it no way, so I don't
know.
Crazy. That's some shit on was hitting.
His digital did it.
Everything.
I
go, boss. You did it. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I seen Chris Brown got rich people problems.
Why?
What happened?
What are you doing this time?
Nah, he had too many clothes, so he built a department store size closet outside his crib.
Nigga just
fuck
put
you it, gonna call it?
He ain't no dude.
No, this is his closet.
Yeah, it's
He uses it for his closet. He got many clothes.
You seen a nigga house?
He got aisles and shit of clothes on the fucking racks and shit.
You seen a nigga house like on Dream
Just problems. Rich people problems. Just he don't care.
Yeah, like he ducking the IRS.
I was segueing.
Yeah. Then so he might be trying to sell some of that shit.
$4 million a year back taxes. Unfortunately, I like Breezy.
He
too.
Let niggas. If he let his fans shop, he could get that money.
Yeah, quick.
He get that bread.
Quick. Now, was a Chris Brown jacket going to go for?
He could charge niggas to come in and then just fucking charge them to buy the shit.
Now, he could bid off that.
Charge and put a crazy price on because I know it's good shit in there.
Definitely.
I mean, boom.
That's why I said Breezy good.
I know he good.
I'm sure he got the full
he
million.
Chilling.
The Breezy resale going to be crazy.
Around. Yeah, now I mean the Breezy resale, nigga, what?
They going crazy.
Go ahead, spend some more of that Breezy album.
Nigga, that Michael Mary was already.
Right.
Now imagine what it is on top of it.
Breezy don't work.
Let me go ahead and spend some more of that Breezy album.
In the video.
That Indigo album, you know. Send him some of these streams, you know what I mean?
Gunna gets none of it. He gets some tags.
You said who?
Get some tags made, put his tags on it, make it official. You know what I mean? Like, yo, this is an official Breezy tag that I brought for this nigga house because he couldn't pay the IRS. Remember that time?
Let me ask you something. Can you work with Gunna now?
Oh, yeah, what
he
you
hit you up?
What you like, felt? You do you think Gunna was snitching?
Free Jeffrey.
Yeah, free Jeffrey.
What?
I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Why not? It's a business decision.
Yeah, that's cool.
Paid you.
He paid me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. He paid me.
I couldn't do it. Come on. How big is your pride?
You be honest.
How big is your pride, though? You trying to get on or what?
I'm talking about me.
You ain't shit.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, you don't rap nothing. How you gonna put you on?
I just feel
if Gunna wanna come to the podcast, nah.
Oh yeah, nah. We doing it. You stupid.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, you stupid as hell.
Y'all the views.
You bring that nigga in here. We grill this.
But see, that's different for me because my music is different from Gunna, so he wouldn't clash.
Nigga, then he don't want to come.
We would.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So we, if he wanna come, if you at least tell him what he gonna go through and what we gonna talk about. Oh. It's up to him to take the deal.
Now
if he say,
fuck that. The way he moving, we just gonna say we ain't gonna do that shit and then we gonna record that shit.
No, nigga,
he just gonna get up and walk out.
You still got that big dick sweater?
What?
Yeah. What? Big dick
what the fuck is going on?
I need that.
That dick still outside? Because you was in jail.
Nah, you know I listen to A Boogie, so he got songs with Gunna. I'm saying when those songs come on the album, I gotta hit the skip.
You skip?
Oh, I got it, and I like those songs too. I skip them. I'm not sending no money his way. I'm not. What you mean?
Because A Boogie still work with him. A Boogie even said he'll work with 6ix9ine.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
So it's an interview.
So you listen to a 6ix9ine track?
Oh, now you mad.
So you listen to a 6ix9ine joint?
Huh?
That was his nigga, man.
Before the snitching shit. He was about to get a tattoo.
Before the snitching. These niggas lying. That's the problem.
He was about to grow out his hair and do all that green shit.
That's what I was going to do, Moses.
Yeah, he loved that. Put this sticky up. I'm like, what are you listening to? He's hard.
I listen to R&B now. A lot of R&B.
He's a thug.
I listen to a lot of R&B
fucking
now.
Gangster. Pussy.
I can't even listen to a lot of that rap shit. So like when you drop, Scoob is like, I'm going to spin it like 2 or 3 times and I'm probably not going to go back for like another month or so.
I understand.
Because I can't keep listening to y'all niggas is gangsters and shit.
How can we say we don't know what really happened?
Huh? I'm talking about the sound, like the lyrics.
Well, how can we judge a man?
I'm not judging.
You are. You call him snitch.
Who? What are you talking about?
Gun.
Oh no, he took a plea. He snitched.
Yeah, you judging them because you ain't listening to his music.
We don't know.
Nah, he snitching. Don't worry.
Made man ain't supposed to make statements.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I don't want to hear nothing about.
I try, bro.
It's a rap for all of that shit.
It's
a rap for all of that shit.
Put it on. I'm surprised. I just knew you was gonna be like, yo, for that check and that exposure,
for that million. No.
So we came for that million.
I respect it. I respect it.
Another thing with that. All right, let's ask this real.
Yeah, I'm cool on it.
Would you, do you want a label deal or you want to still be independent?
I'll take the label deal if it's right. Mm-hmm. I'll take the label deal if it's...
What's right, though? What you consider right?
For me, honestly, I feel like it has to be a short term.
I feel like y'all about to say, I'm looking for that three season deal.
I'm looking for some short term. I take a 2 year. I take two albums, maybe one album. I take one for that initial push.
8 album.
Hell no.
You know what you can do? No. You can do like 50 then.
Boy, you know how many. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but all I need is that one initial push.
You say two albums.
I need a small push.
You say 2 albums, right?
Yeah.
What's how much though? What that deal gotta look like for 2 albums?
I gotta be able to retire some family members.
What's the number though?
Couple of houses and security.
A million, 2 million, 5 million.
It's at least 1.5.
At least 1.5, okay.
You know what comes with that 1.5. I'm talking about in terms of your... That's why it has to be a short-term deal.
Yeah, but see, that's why it has to be a short-term deal because I got to be able to still move after that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
The merch sales, the shows. Mm-hmm.
They might want cut parts in that.
For that short-term deal. See what I'm saying? Right. Everything will have to stop after that short-term deal.
Right, cause I'm cool.
All right, cool. 2 years, I understand that. But I just need to be rolling.
Yeah.
My mom saying they just, you know what I'm saying? And which I'm sure everybody who didn't bubble, it's everybody who kind of went downhill. I'm sure their mindset was like, yeah, we're going to pop the whole time. I'm sure that's what happens. But if you got a plan, I'm sure it'll rock.
How do you feel about your support in the city?
It's cool, man. I like the support. The real hip hop heads. The older heads. My demographic that I look for is cool. Mm. The younger kids, I'm not really looking for them. They don't understand what I'm saying. They don't get my metaphors. They don't get my punchlines. It's cool. I want it to go for the people that's going to be like, ooh, all right. They had the block parties, the cookouts, that type shit, that vibe. You know what I'm saying? Smoking, riding on 95, that vibe. I can't do that.
Can't do that D4L.
Man, nah, I can't, man.
Bitch can't do it like that.
Not what? The Laffy Taffy.
Man.
That was an error, nigga. No.
It was.
Everybody was.
Bitch can't do it like me.
No.
It was.
We was.
Playing,
it was.
But you can't do it like
me. But I was a fan of it.
I mean, Jizzle used to kill that shit. I remember.
But see, I wasn't a
he
fan
tried
of
to Harlem
it.
Shake. It wasn't it, though.
Chicken noodle soup and shit. with a soda on the side.
Not chicken noodle soup.
Do y'all want to talk about the cops in Memphis? The police in Memphis?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Go ahead, tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch the video. I don't even watch. I don't want to
I do
watch
not
the, want to
watch the video. Yeah, it's crazy
what's
nowadays.
The young man
how,
they, what's his name?
Who?
Tyree Nichols.
There we go.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to
that brother, man.
For sure.
My understanding, it was a traffic stop.
I'm just tired of it, bro.
And there's 5 officers, I believe, and they beat him. Like,
I heard it was 6, but
maybe
it was 5 brothers. Five black officers. Then, so that's what they're gonna go with.
They got fired immediately, as they should.
Yeah. Definitely,
as they should.
Definitely,
it's just stone there.
Like, what's really going on?
Yeah,
right.
I don't know what
what's really
what
going
would possess
on?
Somebody to you know cops to it was a 5 of them to beat up on one nigga, one person.
You know, it's
on
like,
the clock, excuse me.
Like, you know, it's crazy. I ain't gonna front. I did watch the aftermath video when they was talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I was, it was so weird. Like, they was just really just talking shit. Like, yeah. It was like, it was crazy.
Like some
and
gang
then,
shit.
And then, yeah, it was like some gang shit. And yeah. then I realized, I said, oh shit, that's Buddy lay on the floor. Yeah, I said, I'm turning this shit off.
Yeah, they was just talking casual. About him as he's looking down at him. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, motherfucker hurt my motherfucking leg. Nigga, fuck. Yeah. I was just talking like it was a regular like, string. I'm like, oh, like, well, no.
So on social media, you mentioned that they it was six people in the video as they were sitting. There was a white cop. We don't know where the white cop was. I didn't watch the video because the video is out. As I don't like to bring that type of energy into my brain and shit like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But the social media is saying if there was a white cop on the scene, why he ain't being charged? And where was he at? Did anybody see the video?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I don't know. Maybe,
I'm not trying to watch none of this shit.
I haven't heard that there was a white guy actually beating him in the video. Maybe he came up afterwards. Yeah,
he came up afterwards.
I don't know. But if he was there, though, you think he should be charged whether he put hands on him or not?
If you a regular person.
It's going to be the same way if we was in the car and somebody had the dope. I was getting the charge.
Everybody getting the charge.
Talk if that shit, Moses.
Nah, just
it's real shit.
It's real shit. Or just find out what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the video.
But,
I mean,
can you imagine being this white guy and seeing these five black guys do this and him trying to step in the middle of that?
It's the same as black you know dude what I'm saying? With the white dude.
Right.
Yeah,
like it don't like, matter. What
he's probably
thing.
Looking like
somebody
even trying to something. Jump in the middle
color,
and stop
could've
this.
Could have been the Indian dude. Could have been the Chinese.
I know. I understand it. I'm just saying. Think about what he's thinking in that moment, and he's probably scared his damn self.
He could have been.
You know what I mean, unfortunately, been. Even though he probably could have saved dude. Rest if, in peace, I, but he probably he was scared just, himself. Like, it's five black dudes doing this. Like, they gonna fuck me up. Or
nah, I don't think he would.
But you the cop.
Like yeah, you a cop.
Yeah, you a cop.
That you white guy.
Fuck you 12 not, for.
Man.
You supposed to tell
the way people are talking the way them cops was going off, yo. He was scared. He was scared, but I think he should be.
Those on cops, those are niggas.
I think he should probably be fired too, though. I mean, he was there. Like, how long did it take for him to even report it? Like,
they jumped that man like he was, like they was in the gang.
Yeah, like they owe him money or something. Or like he was about to expose them niggas. Because those are probably the same niggas that's running down on niggas. Because,
you see what I'm
saying? Boy, we just got pulled over. Niggas took everything from niggas and let us go.
Yeah. We don't know what this situation is. That's what I'm saying. Why was the situation that brutal? You had to kill that man.
Right.
That brutal? You had to kill that man?
Like, you knew what you were doing. Like, stop.
That shit is sad.
Keep on beating and be like, oh, ain't you know. Like,
five of y'all?
Yeah.
Five of y'all.
That shit is sad.
You gonna arrest that man? You ain't take him in? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I definitely got a problem with the way the police respond to regular traffic, you know what I mean, violations and shit. When they come up, like, five cars deep, one person got pulled over, it's like, come on, bro. What we doing out here?
Yeah.
Ain't even that fucking deep. They just want to pull up because they ain't got shit to do and want to feel like they was involved in some shit. Oh, yeah, I was there. You know what I mean? He had dope in the car. Shut up, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Shit trash, man.
All right.
Shit trash.
That shit crazy.
Rest in peace again to that brother, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tyree Nichols.
Yeah, man. I don't want to make it a race. I don't want to make it a race thing, but I got to bring it up because this is what I do anyway.
It's not about race.
I like
what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah,
like.
That's a fact. I love the fact that the cops got fired and shit right away.
Right away, yeah.
But when it's a white cop, they get that nigga paid leave,
administrative
leave, drag that shit on
for years,
drag it on. Them niggas though, they be out for months, maybe
years.
You know what I mean? At
least a couple years on vacation,
Yeah.
Vacation,
chilling.
Family, what?
Sick.
But we out. Right. We going to the mountains.
Right. It's crazy.
They just murdered the nigga. Mm-hmm. We going to the mountains. We going skiing.
He good. He go home with his family at the end of the day for the next month until they decide they want to charge him and then he get off. But again, I'm glad that them niggas is out. Well, they're out. I read that they out now. They out on bond. But they got arrested and they getting charged. And, you know, I hope them charges go through.
Yeah, that shit is fucking trash, man.
That shit is fucking crazy.
Horrible. R.I.P. to that man.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, I'm enjoying my little flat top stove, guys.
Yeah, we could tell, nigga. You done cooked everything on.
I'm Hibachi King, nigga.
You know, Hibachi shit.
Like, I'm Hibachi King. What's up? Come on, you ate it, Moses.
No, it's fucking like every good. Time when somebody gets somebody new, they got to show it on social media. Every
nigga
time,
think he
like,
nigga Hannah's over here.
Yeah,
nigga Hannah's. Throw salt and pepper, a little right. sauce.
Hibachi.
Salt Bay.
Right. I'm nice
Breakfast
with it.
Time.
I'm nice with it. Come on, what's up?
You can that do shit the choo-choo fire. Train. You can't nigga, do the choo-choo train.
Nigga, y'all niggas ain't pay for the choo-choo train, bitch-ass niggas. Mm-hmm. I did the choo-choo God, train. Man. You pay for it. But no, you came A for free. Mm-hmm. Fucking hate that I love y'all.
No, you don't.
That's hey,
you told me. Because you the main on. One. Be like, hey, is it good?
I did tell
is
you.
Is this good?
This I'm good. Lonely. Come over. I got food.
Look at my
I'm
don't touch my water.
Pull up. Yeah, no, don't touch my water.
Don't touch my water. That's my display.
That shit was fire too, wasn't it?
No, like,
food
I don't
was
know
good.
The fuck
food
the
was,
drink,
was
but yeah,
very
the food
good.
Was fire.
I'm talking about the display. I knew the food was fire.
Yeah. Your brother was cooking it, but yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, he no, had some help. Yes.
No, that's a fact. I was learning. Was
no, good. You were just.
I was learning.
You was on your phone being a thought. Hibachi. I'm a Hibachi man. Watch me flip right rice.
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
Teriyaki sauce.
Spatcha.
Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, whatever.
I got old flip flops out here. Looking stupid.
Yeah, well, it was fire. I see my nephew yesterday. He said, yo, when you making that shit again? I was like, oh, yeah, look at you in love. Look at you in love.
Nah, he's just young. Oh,
got man. Your little girlfriend now. Y'all he eating good. I see you brought her a plate. I see what's going on, man.
And
yeah.
Tell him to buy the food.
Yeah.
And you cook it for him.
That's what I told That's him. That's exactly what I yeah, told him. He yeah, said, I for know. Real? I was like, what's yeah. up? I'm here.
He's yeah, showing off.
Spot enough for,
he's showing
for me
off.
To eat, nigga. What's up?
That's it. My kids.
And the kids, yeah.
He finessing, he's telling you. Yeah.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
He got a good job, though. He got it.
There we go. Make it a whole
big ball. Love you, nephew.
Look, he like, yeah, I had to help
Big
my nephew.
Big baller. Cook. You said what, Moses?
Yeah, I had to help my nephew.
He flexing. He flexing, right? Yeah. He flexing.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, I had to help him cook. So,
yeah.
you know.
He flexing.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Feeding the family out here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? What I do. That's what I do.
The whole thing is like,
that's what I do. You know what I mean? Bring on the bacon. You know, I bring on the bacon. You know what I'm saying?
So, I had some extra food.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My uncle, you know what I'm saying? I made sure he was straight. I had to make sure uncle was straight. You know what I'm saying?
This is the life I live. This is what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Don't mind him. That's my drunk uncle. You know what I mean?
Not no more. Not no more.
You know what I'm saying? Just coming to check up on him.
Catch you on a good weekend. It's going down.
Oh, yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yo, school, we getting the fuck out of here. Let them know where they can find your music, bro.
Yo, PassportScoop.com. 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 I'm on everything. Mm-hmm. Spotify. Mm-hmm. Shit. Bandcamp.
Tidal.
Apple Music. Well,
that's why I listen to that.
Tidal. I'm on everything, man. YouTube. Videos. It's crazy.
You got alarms and shit going on. What you got? You got meetings? Okay, you got meetings up next after us. All right, I see.
Yeah,
hey. See what's going on.
This nigga got to take his pills.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, hold on. Last question.
What's up with it?
But he look like he about to say some bullshit.
How do you cancel a chick?
How do I cancel a chick?
I'm
that's real.
I like to block.
Best way.
Hey, I'm a blocker.
I like to block.
Hey, I'll
like
protect my energy. You feel me? This is 2020 me. God damn it.
Okay.
I will block you and slide.
2020 me.
Not playing with you, yo. We kings, man.
I'm saying an episode.
We kings. I'm walking.
That is nasty.
In my kingdom. I'm walking in my kingdom.
As soon as that nigga put on his clothes, block.
Blah. Can't wait for you to get there.
I'ma call you. Yeah, I'ma call you.
Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah.
Gone. On my phone for it up, see. What? How do you handle that? How do you handle that situation?
What? Like when you see it again?
Because you know, like they ain't going for the phone shit. You just like,
That just happened too.
Luckily, you have a new cover of your phone. You see, I got a new phone.
That bitch right off.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What I ain't even got your number no more. Yeah. Yo. You know
the third time it's a rap, because be like, fuck you.
Hey, exactly. Because
Nice. She already know. It's like, over. You called again. Like, fuck you.
Damn. She'll be hit you on Instagram.
I'm married.
Right. Oh, shit.
You a lie.
You a lie.
I seen you on the club.
Mm-hmm. On your ass. Yo,
what you at?
Fire, man.
All right, get out of here.
You done? You go. You out of here.
Yeah, that was funny. You do like me. You don't block, though. You like to save. Yeah.
What? You don't block?
Yeah, you like to read over.
Oh, you want to read over?
Yeah.
Nah. I'm blocking, swiping right. I'm moving on.
Yeah, you like to read.
Move. I'm like Maya back in the day. Moving.
What is his narrative, my nigga? Like, nigga just be saying
anything. Nah, you like to use the same lyrics as you did before.
I'm getting the fuck out of
recycling
here.
Recycling bars,
yeah,
bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Recycling bars.
Recycling bars.
Check us out on Twitter.
Don't lose you do this. Dumbass nigga. But
oh my god.
You
yo.
Was looking kinda nice. Why are you looking at your phone?
Oh my god, I'm out of here, man. I'm not fucking with this nigga, man.
You
Twitter,
like Chimmy,
shut the fuck up.
Chimmy Chews.
Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, Dirty Water_Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your shit, Moses?
Dirty Water TikTok, Dirty Water Clappers, whatever.
It's Dirty Water Moses, nigga.
Dirty Water Snappers. I mean Snapchat.
Scoob, tell them your Instagram and then get your music out again, bro.
Yo, my Instagram is Passport Scoob. Passport Scoob, man. Go check that out. And you can check it right there. Link in bio. Everything right there. YouTube, everything. Spotify. Everywhere. Apple Music. Title. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. If you see Jizzle in the street, show him some respect.
You know what I mean? He's yeah. The fuck out of here. You got niggas.
What happened with Jizzle? Are we going to turn it?
Nah, I'm just saying. Like Jizzle,
oh, okay.
Salute the nigga.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jizzle will fuck you up. Stupid ass. Nigga scared around here.
Stop acting scary in public, too, nigga.
I want to go home.
I love it. 2-6 and
just got niggas
west side
sweating,
of that motherfucker.
Niggas sweat.
This dope.
I'm not in it.